country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
All right.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon tonight with George in Georgia and Kelso in North Dakota. And thank you for joining us. You know what? I think I forgot to give the date yesterday. It's October 6th, 2017. And our show is live. You can join the show because of that fact. It's the only kind of show you can join live is a live show. It's one of the reasons I love live shows. And the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. As something to start us out with tonight, there was a very good column by Pat Buchanan entitled Moment of Unity in a Disintegrating World. And that was followed by another good column, which I may share part of also. But Buchanan's talk, he's writing in response to the Las Vegas shooting. And he says this. He says, this is halfway down the column. This is the first. Now, he shifts over to the subject of the, in Barcelona, the police were clubbing voters. Voters were trying to vote in Catalonia. The Catalans were trying to vote for independence, which they've been seeking for, you know, half a century. I don't know the exact timetable, but they have been seeking this independence, and they're merely voting, and the police were actually beating them up just for voting. Hundreds were injured. He says, this is the first of the specters haunting Europe. The desire of ethnic minorities like Catalans in Spain and Scots in Britain to break free of the mother country and create new nations, as the Norwegians did in 1905 and the Irish did in 1921. And the only thing I'd question there is the term Mother Nation. That's kind of the point of the Catalans and the Scots, is that they don't consider England to be their mother nation, and the Catalans do not consider Spain to be their mother nation. So just an inapt choice of a word there is Mother Nation. But Buchanan has the idea. I'm quibbling there. Then he goes on, though, to our point. The second of the specters haunting Europe is the desire of growing millions of Europeans to overthrow the transnational regime that has been raised above them, the EU. The English succeeded with Brexit in 2016. Today, almost every country in Europe has an anti-EU party, like the National Front in France, which won 35% of the presidential vote in 2017. Beyond the tribal call of ethnic solidarity is a growing resentment in Northern Europe at having to bail out the chronic deficits of the South, and in Southern Europe at the austerity imposed by the North. The German elections underlined a new threat to European unity. The ruling coalition of Angela Merkel's CDU, Christian Democratic Union, and the SPD suffered major losses. The Bavarian-based sister party of the CDU, the CSU, was itself shaken. Angela Merkel, as the new, quote, in ironic quotes, leader of the West, unquote, in the time of Trump, is an idea whose time has come and gone. She is a diminished figure. Some 13% of the votes went to Alternative für Deutschland, Alternative for Germany, a far-right party that for the first time will enter the Bundestag. In states of the former East Germany, the AfD ran second or even first. That's their birthplaces in eastern portions of formerly East Germany. What produced this right turn in Germany? What Pat is saying right here, folks, you could just lift it as a quote from any of 100 of our shows. What produced this right turn in Germany is what produced it in Hungary and Poland. You wonder if maybe Pat listens to this show. Pat, if you're a listener, we love you, brother. Migration from Africa and the Middle East. Well, this is what produced the right turn in Germany, Hungary, and Poland. Migration from Africa and the Middle East that is creating socially and culturally indigestible enclaves in and around the great cities of Europe. Europeans like Trumpians, I like that term for us, want their borders secured and closed to the masses of the third world.
And nice. The ones here removed from our midst.
Yeah. Germans are weary of 70 years of wearing sackcloth and ashes. Race, tribe, borders, culture, history, issues of identity are tearing at the seams of the EU and pulling apart nations.
Hey, James, before you go too far, is that politically incorrect. So he just attacked Holocaustianity. Good for you, Pat Buchanan.
But continuing, he says, we Americans may celebrate our multiracial, multiethnic, multilingual, with the term sackcloth and ashes, yes.
That's what he meant.
It's a broader picture there. We've been wearing sackcloth and ashes just on a whole range of, we should be ashamed of this, that, and the other. Slavery is our fault.
No one more anywhere than white Germany. They've been on their knees just like Ernst Sundel said. It's time for Germany to get off their knees. So good for you, Pat. I like that.
Yeah. Let me go on. We Americans may celebrate our multiracial, multiethnic, multilingual, multicultural diversity as our greatest attribute, but the acrimony and the divisions among us seem greater than ever before in our lifetimes. Blacks, Hispanics, feminists, Native Americans, LGBT, all core constituencies of the Democratic Party seem endlessly aggrieved with their stations in American life. In the Republican Party, there is now a vast cohort of populists and nationalists who agree with Merle Haggard. If you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
That's a fact. Well said.
You're walking on the fighting side of me. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down my country horse, you're walking on the fighting side of me.
That was me just singing along there, folks.
That's good stuff.
Actually, that was actually Merle Haggard, I'm sorry. And Bonnie Owens singing by his side. His wife, Bonnie Owens, what a beautiful harmonizing voice she gave to him all the years that she was alive to sing with him. They got married the year. They got married in a fever, just like Johnny and June, hotter than a pepper sprout when they were... in 1948, the year I was born. They were both of them out of Bakersfield, California. Let's go back to Pat Buchanan here. He said, who agree with Merle Haggard? If you're running down my country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. A massacre of Americans like that in Las Vegas may bring us together briefly. But what holds us together when issues of race, religion, ethnicity, culture, history, and politics, our cherished diversity itself, appear to be pulling us ever further apart? That's a question. I'm sorry. I didn't read it like a question. And that's the end of this article. What holds us together? One thing I would say to, Donald Trump has put together the Trump train, and on it, you know, what holds us together on the right, kind of a subset of the question Pat Buchanan's writing, what holds us together with Pat Buchanan? I speculated, it would be wonderful if he listens to the show once in a while. What holds us together with such a great man as this, and folks like Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham and Steve Bannon, and Sebastian Gorka, what keeps us all together? And Nick Ayers, this new name that we've discovered. And one thing I would, put this advice out there. Let us not grab onto tar babies that, in fact, divide us or hurt us or really bring us down with that great European public, around the world. And that big founder settler people of America. And there's an example of that, a bad example of going the wrong direction with Richard Spencer. Today, I just saw it for the first time, a video of Richard Spencer, once again, Zig Heiling in a bar in Dallas. Milo Yiannopoulos was there, and there's Richard Zig Heiling. And I'll tell you, folks, you can be on the Trump train or you can be on the Hitler train, but you can't be on both. And boy, are we finding that out big time. And it's, how a segment of our of patriots decided that they were in love with Adolf Hitler is beyond me. But, it happened and it's getting sorted out now. Because I'm all for truth in advertising. If somebody's in love with Hitler, go ahead, Zig Heil, say it. Because you can't be on the two trains. And so another big mistake. The fake media is using that incident, that video that came out of Milo Yiannopoulos' email, which was hacked. That video was found in his email, and I got a call from somebody today who was there, who alerted me to the incident of Richard Spencer, Zig Heiling, while they're singing, I think they're singing, I'll have to go back and look at it, the national anthem. It's either America the Beautiful or the national anthem, but he's singing and Zig Heiling at the same time. Can't do it. But what the fake media is doing is they're using that to hurt Bannon. They don't care about Richard Spencer. They love him because he's going to help them bring down Stephen Bannon and Donald Trump. So we can't grab tar babies like Hitler and then think that we're doing something good for our people. We're not. And this hasn't been such a big issue. Well, I mean, it's become a flashpoint because of the success of Donald Trump at doing the opposite of instead grabbing onto those issues that do, in fact, unite all white people all over the world. And the ones that Pat Buchanan just enunciated. What was it here? He said, Buchanan said so beautifully. He said, the desire of growing millions of Europeans to overthrow the transnational regime that has been raised above them, the EU, and then, of course, the same thing for us, the transnational regime that's been raised above us, political correctness and, diversity is wonderful and the whole thing. So anyway, there's a log to throw on the fire tonight. And if you want to participate in the conversation, go for it at 800-313-9443.
Hey, James, I know something that's unifying a lot of Americans right now, and that's a whole bunch of hurricanes. And there's one more headed for our friends. So Hurricane Nate, it's still a tropical storm, but they got that baby driving right up through Slidell. Fortunately, it's not as big and a monster as Katrina, but it'll be very irritating for you and I who have dozens of friends in the greater New Orleans area.
Yes, Slidell took it in the teeth, folks, during Katrina because it was on the wrong side of the hurricane. And so that whole tidal surge and everything slammed right. It actually washed. It was like a tidal wave that came down the streets of Slidell. Many people were killed. Never had a chance.
Mobile looks to be in harm's way to me right now because they're going to be in the dangerous semicircle. So all you RBN listeners out there in Mobile, if you want to join us tonight and tell us about your preps, please be a prepper.
Yeah. Yeah. And, one thing to relate those hurricanes and natural disasters and the difficulties of life in general to our story about the Trump train and the Trump phenomenon here on this show is this. We have enough. I would summarize it this way. We white folks have enough difficulties in life as it is without putting on our shoulders the sackcloth and ashes. Of having to fix everybody who gets hit in a hurricane, of having to take all the refugees. Watch us have to do this in these hurricanes. I mean, there's a threat here that a million Puerto Ricans, I'm just making the number up. I don't know what the number is going to be, but some big number of Puerto Ricans are going to try to relocate to the United States from the territory of Puerto Rico to the nation of America. And if for instance, 100,000 Puerto Ricans relocated to Florida, that could cost Donald Trump Florida in 2020, possibly, because that is what? That is the third world that Pat Buchanan was just talking about. And why are we obligated to take on all these burdens, all these refugees? Why are we supposed to take your huddled masses and your whatever that nonsense poem by Emma Lazarus
All right, James, the answer is we're not.
Yes, we're not, folks. And we have enough difficulties as it is, All you parents out there and all you, people out there who have undertaken any, how much effort does it take to raise four kids? I've tried to raise two, but how much effort does it take to, it takes your whole life. It takes everything you've got. You don't have extra battery power so that you can, I like what Steve King of Iowa said. We can't be raising the children of other peoples. I'll try to get that exact Steve King quote, who, by the way, scores an A+ at numbersusa.org. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back, folks. Welcome back to the show. And there's another great column by Pat Buchanan. Let me throw this out there as well. Lines are open. Let me just see if I have any callers right now. George and I do not at the moment, so lines are open. Pat Buchanan writes another column today, The Dead Soul of Stephen Paddock. And he's looking – okay, we got a call there. Tom in Florida, hang on. The Dead Soul of Stephen Paddock. Now, I have – purely speculatively, I have raised the possibility that maybe Stephen Paddock wanted to kill as many white people as he could. That's pure speculation on my part.
I don't think it's speculation, James. That is deduction.
Well,
I deduced the same thing. You were not speculating.
Well, okay, but it's a hypothesis I offered. Pat Buchanan offers a hypothesis as to the motive of Stephen Paddock that is easier to back up, let's put it this way. And that's this. He says, what was his motive? Why did he do it? Why did Stephen Paddock, 64, rent rooms at the Mandalay, sneak in an arsenal of guns, a dozen of them converted to fully automatic, which they weren't, but they effectively were fully automatic, and rained down death on a country music concert. He says He then, I'm skipping, I have to skip for reasons of time. He said, there is an explanation. He says, having chosen to end his life, and remember, folks, Nevada is a death penalty state, so he knew he was going to be executed if he did survive this. Having chosen to end his life, Paddock resolved to go out in a blaze of publicity. This nobody would leave this life as somebody who we would have to remember. He would immortalize himself. Reportedly, Paddock even filmed himself during his massacre. So this will be something we'll all have to see, I guess. He says, and then he gives another example from history that he thinks is like Paddock. Charles Whitman, who murdered his wife and his mother, then climbed up into the Texas University Tower in Austin 50 years ago. And I remember this. I was a teenager then. To shoot down 46 people and kill 15. He is the prototype. Whitman's slaughter ended after 96 minutes when a cop climbed into the tower and shot him. Yet half a century on, Whitman remains famous. And then I'll skip down more. He's trying to explain here the dead soul of Stephen Paddock, or he's finding in that the explanation. Commentators discoursed on the meaning of it all. Paddock's deeds pushed Puerto Rico and North Korea out of the headlines. By Wednesday, Trump himself was in Vegas. 5 days later, police and FBI are still searching for the motive. He says, suicides are not uncommon in America. About 3 out of every 4 suicides are carried out by white males. 121 are committed daily. Now, how does, you know, Pat Buchanan has these amazing facts at his fingertips, and the reason is his gal Friday, Linda Mueller. My goodness, I've talked to her on the phone. Linda Mueller, an incredible researcher who does so much for Pat's writing. Gunshot, a common method. Of those 121 suicides a day, 3 out of 4 of them white men. White men, 3 out of 4. That's something. The real question is, what turned Paddock into a psychopath without conscience, without a moral code, that would scream to him that what he was planning was pure evil? He coolly and patiently plotted mass murder almost for sport, rented a hotel suite with windows overlooking a country music concert, his fighting fort, ferried in over 5 days half of his home arsenal of some 40 guns. He installed cameras to alert him to police when they were about to break in and kill him so he could kill himself. He fired for 12 minutes, murdered 59 people, none of whom he knew, none of whom against whom he had agreements. And here's the question we'll answer after this break. How did he come to be a man who treated fellow humans as vermin? Pat has an idea right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
And what I We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm covering a second column by Pat Buchanan here. We've got another caller, Bruce in Texas, is on the line. I'll go to you right away. Just let me round out the thought here of Pat Buchanan. The motive of Paddock, which Buchanan is searching for, he says, how did he come to be a man who treated fellow humans as vermin? And does this say something about our civilization today? In The Brothers Karamazov, novelist Fyodor Dostoevsky has his character Ivan say, quote, if God is dead, all things are permissible, unquote. What Ivan meant is that if God does not exist, the idea of God's law, of heaven or hell as reward or punishment, is nonsense. And if it is, there is no man-made law that can deter men who have decided to end it all. As he had already decided to end his life after shooting scores of innocent people, no death penalty or any other threatened state punishment could deter Stephen Paddock. Why not carry out his atrocity and end his life knowing that within days, all of America would know who Stephen Paddock was? In Shakespeare, Hamlet declares, conscience doth make cowards of us all. And so, fearing damnation, Hamlet recoils from ending his own life or exacting revenge on the king he believed seduced his mother into complicity in the murder of his father. And then here's Buchanan's explanation, which is easier than the one I proffered. In Stephen Paddock, the conscience was dead. He was a dead soul, a moral nihilist, a post-Christian man in a post-Christian age, a monster. Yet we are going to see more such men, for we no longer have a convincing answer to that oldest of questions, why not? So a great column by Pat Buchanan. Dostoevsky's book, The Brothers Karamazov, written right after Dostoevsky's reflections on morality and the meaning of life, really, written the year after his three-year-old son, Alyosha, died of epilepsy. And Dostoevsky was stricken by this in 1878. And Dostoevsky only lived himself 59 years, 1821 to 1881. And I don't know how to pronounce the Russian. I'm looking at the Russian, and it looks like Bratya Karamazov or Bratya Karamazya. And anyone who speaks Russian could help me with that. But considered one of the great novels of all time. Let's go to some callers. Let us start with Bruce in Texas. Bruce, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, Bruce.
Yeah, it's a clear sky tonight, watching the drones fly overhead. You know, the surveillance drones. Well, I don't know what the hell they're doing up there.
I think it was full moon last night, but go ahead. The drones are watching you, too. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, have you, I had a copy, but I gave it to a friend of mine before I could finish it, of The Unnecessary War. And that was written by Pat Buchanan.
Yes, copy right here in my hand. Yes.
You do? Great book. Okay. Now, I've kind of fallen to his perspective. I won't even focus on Richard Spencer. To me, he's probably taking money from the CIA or something. He strikes me like a Frank Collins Cohen type of person who's been inserted into the, just like the Black Lives Matter people.
I'll give you my own opinion. He's sincere. He believes what he's saying, and he really does. He has, it's a very small number of people, but unfortunately they have, staked out quite an influence in the white nationalist movement. A very small number of people who, for, to me, inexplicable reasons, have made Hitler a hero. And, of course, he's not. Hitler was a monster.
That's your opinion,
put it this way. Here's the way I'll put it. I'm sorry?
He just gonged you, Jane.
What was Bruce's problem with what I just said?
Well, he didn't tell us because he hung up.
Well, he hung up when I said Hitler was a monster. I don't know what, when anybody who has, for whatever reason, some admiration of Hitler bouncing around in their mind, I asked them this question, which is unanswerable. Name me one person. Name me any person who did more damage to the white race than Adolf Hitler. It's not possible. Hitler wins that contest hands down as the person who did more destruction and damage to our people than any person who ever lived, including reversing the trend of history, which before World War II was one in which white sovereignty was universal everywhere, in every white nation, every single one, from Australia to, Argentina, to Canada, to Europe, to America. White people had a regime in force, in power. It was popular. It was the political correctness of its day, was that, as in Australia, the white Australia policy, that Australia is and shall remain forever a white nation. That was the official policy of the nation of Australia before World War II. After World War II, everything has gone to hell in a handcart in every white nation. That's a pretty dramatic fact. Before World War II, everything wonderful. After World War II, everything awful. Well, so what's in the middle? If I'm somebody looking at graphs, I want to know when that graph went south, I want to know what happened. Well, World War II happened. Well, I want to know who gave us World War II, because that guy has the guilt of this destruction on his shoulders. And that's Adolf Hitler. Now, that breaks out into another argument. The Richard Spencers will argue, oh, no, he didn't start World War II. Well, I'm sorry. That's an easy debate to win. I engage it anytime anybody wants to. Yes, he did. On September 1st, 1939, Adolf Hitler personally by himself, his very own lonesome. I asked David Irving about this, you know, his decision to invade Poland on September 1st, 1939. That was his decision, his alone. He didn't ask the German people. He didn't ask his general staff. David Irving confirms it. He asked no one. This was his decision, and that act did start World War II. It's not that one act, but that's just one in a long chain of things. I welcome that debate with anybody who wants to debate with me. Did Hitler start World War II? Yes, he did. That's an easy one. Easy debate to win. Very easy. Let's go to our next caller here, Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah. Good evening, James and George. I don't want to go on that rant right now, but first off, let's go what's really going on. Let's go and talk about this DACA. If Donald Trump allows this DACA, James, you know it's a bad news situation. DACA, he's got to send these these Hispanics keep saying it's a dream. They're dreamers. What about the white Anglo nightmare they're going to perpetrate on us? It's going to be a white Anglo nightmare if you allow all these DACAs to become dreamers. The dreamers.
Yeah, and by the way, Tom, let me connect an important dot right here. I'm going to connect your idea right there with the idea I just enunciated about Hitler, and that's this. And this is really one of the really terrible consequences of this Hitler cult. America, I'll put out another truth there. No man is more hated by white America than Adolf Hitler. Hands down, no contest. He doesn't even have a competitor. No man is more hated and more deeply hated. He's not just hated, he's deeply hated. So here's the problem with making a poster boy or a mascot out of Adolf Hitler. You immediately drive white America away. And you also drive away anybody trying to save white America, like Steve Bannon or Donald Trump or any other very patriotic person who, when the media jumps in and says, oh, look, these guys are Zig Heiling. Oh, and they support Donald Trump. Ergo, Donald Trump is a Zig Heiler. Of course, that's nonsense logic. But what it's cuckoo. OK, but it works, unfortunately. So what Steve Bannon and Donald Trump and Pat Buchanan and, Laura Ingraham and all of them are forced to do is to take all of the people, very good patriotic white folks who've worked for decades to, close our borders to third world immigration and renounce them if they are also Zig Heiling on the side. They have to be renounced. And they have to be condemned and damned. And Donald Trump has to get up on the stage and say, I renounce these people. These people are horrible. They're despicable. The Mormon Church has to put out a letter saying, have nothing to do with white nationalism. It went to 14 million Mormons the day after Charlottesville. Wow. What a price to pay. And so this is the cost. This is the cost of Hitler. He's still wreaking havoc on the white race. And to the folks who have entertained some notion that he did something good or that he can do something good for you in the future, please divest yourself of this. Please. But go ahead, Tom. I tried to connect your thought. Now continue with your thought. I'm sorry.
No, James, I have to agree with you, because when I read up on Hitler, he was an Austrian. He wasn't even born in Germany. He was born in Austria. And listen, James, I don't want to get into this with you right now because I have something else I want to say, but if you look at the CBS they had on the History Channel years ago, I don't know if you have got a chance to watch it, James, ever, when they had his nephew come to New York City, and his nephew's trying to talk his Uncle Adolf about stopping World War II right then and there, they had the BBC, the CBS, NBC, ABC, there are all these broadcast networks in, I believe it was in Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Get to the punchline. Yeah.
The punchline, well, in that situation, you're right, James. It was all a conspiracy. But let's get back to what I want to talk about, this guy Paddock. This guy, James, Stephen Paddock, you deal with all these white people at a music country music festival. Is the same thing with this guy Soros who's getting away as a billionaire. These guys all had money, and look at a hell he perpetrated on the white people in Vegas that night. This guy Paddock was worth $5 million. You got Soros out there with maybe $50 billion or more. Look at the insanity
well,
here.
I understand that, but Tom, here's where I'm going with this. Here's why I like Buchanan's column. I like Occam's razor. You know, the simplest explanation is usually the right one. And, you know, like this guy, I'd forgotten about Whitman in the Texas Tower just picking people off that he didn't know. And, you know, that was his, you know, goodbye as an amoral, conscienceless person. What motivated that guy in the Texas Tower? It was now Buchanan's saying it's the same, that Paddock was motivated by the same thing. And this is, if there's more to it, you know, we'll hopefully find out. If he had a particular resentment against white people, and even more strongly against Trumpians, as Buchanan's calling us, I like that. You know, let that come out, and that's very much something we need to know. If it comes out, what I'm saying
James,
with what we
about it right now. Dave, they're talking about right now on OA1 News, the only station we'll talk about what you're just talking
well,
about.
Well, I know,
they're actually
of course,
talking about it on Liz Wheeler.
Yeah, well, that's good, and maybe they heard it here. But, you know, that's a hypothesis. I put that hypothesis out there, but I don't want to, you know, I really like sticking with what is true and what is solid and what we have, for sure, you know, and not going off into realms of fantasy, like what I just said about Hitler. How can people, knowing that this is the least popular man on earth, make him a mascot? This is a disconnection from reality, the reality of your own people. So the first question I ask somebody who's fond of Hitler is, what man is hated more by white people than any other man in the history of the world? And they themselves have to answer, well, I guess, I don't know, is it Hitler? You know? And then I say, so if your mission is to save the white race, how can you do that with a mascot who's more hated than any other man who ever lived? You know, you're dooming yourself to failure. You're disconnecting yourself from reality. You're existing in a fantasy world. We've got to exist in a real world that Steve Bannon exists in, you know, that Laura Ingraham and Donald Trump exist in, a real world of getting something real done, getting elected president of the United States, not just talking about, you know, your views of the universe, which is what, you know, what a lot of people have been doing for a lot of years.
James, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But James, I got to say one more thing. I know you got other callers. Listen, James, what you said earlier is the main thing. You're talking about these Puerto Ricans pouring into Florida. They are going to turn the state blue in the next election because it's disgusting. These Puerto Ricans, I guarantee you're going to vote 90% for the Democrat. I don't care. If Donald Trump had a cure for cancer, the Democrats and all these liberal news media just still say Donald Trump is the one that he put our doctors out of business because he's
yes, well, I like what Nick Ayers said 3 days ago. He said this election, I thought it was a really close election. That was my interpretation. Nick Ayers, I think, is more accurate. He said it wasn't close. Donald Trump could have lost Florida's electoral votes and still won the presidency. So, I'm not in a panic mode here. And I hope Donald Trump, he's a brilliant man. I hope he can come up with things that will keep as many Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico as possible. And I don't want to put words or thoughts in his mind. But, I mean, I personally, let's put it
this
way.
Hey, James, I can help you with that. This is a brilliant thing. That Donald Trump at least broached the subject about debt forgiveness.
Right.
I'm all for it. I say forgive Puerto Rico's debt. Puerto Rico, you have no debt. And in exchange for that, every single one of you stays in Puerto Rico.
Well, now, and by the way, another brilliant element to this, and you have to go to, I don't know if it was a tweet or if it was a speech, but Donald Trump said within the last 48 hours, he said, I what about forgiving Puerto Rico's debt? Now, this immediately crashed the hedge fund guys who were buying up Puerto Rican debt at 30 cents on the dollar to the tune of many billions of dollars. And so this crashed them in the market. And then Donald Trump said, you guys that bought up the Puerto Rican debt, he said, it was wonderful. He said, bye-bye. And he said, I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs or whoever, but bye-bye. Now,
he made that quote, and he did mention Goldman Sachs in it.
Yeah, no, he said, but no, but that's right. I think what his quote was, he says, I don't know if it's Goldman Sachs. He, in other words, he was wondering who bought the Puerto Rican debt and who expects me to bail them out. In other words, they bought the debt at 30 cents on the dollar, folks, hoping they'd get it repaid to them by Uncle Tooth Fairy at 100 cents on the dollar. So they triple their money overnight. Yeah.
James, Elon Musk said he can give them free electricity in Puerto Rico. Let him go over there and give them all free electricity so they all stay over there. Give them the free electricity, and then he can come over here and do it there in Florida and the rest of the country. But right now, let's get them for 5 years, get the free electricity.
All right. Tom, thank you for your thoughts, and as always, and we will be back. I think we got a break coming up. Yes, we do. We'll be right back, folks.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
we're back, folks, with our final segment. Ann Coulter, you know, I guess we got into the Stephen Paddock story here tonight, and Ann Coulter had kind of connects the some of the things we've been saying here on the Fox Business Network's Barney and Company. She was interviewed, and she said, I am puzzled. Well, she's not really puzzled, but I'm noticing that the legacy media, the fake news media, are not digging into the details of the Stephen Paddock case. And here's my, I'll And she says, they go, well, he's a white man. We've got our story. That's it. We don't need to know anymore. End of investigation. She says, I think the media wants to say it's a white male. They decided that from day one and any other information might change that narrative. And they simply don't want to know. I think the thing they don't want to know, I think they got hints, George. If they had any information at all that this guy Paddock had any connection to the right, we'd be hearing about it nonstop. They'd be shouting it from the rooftops, the media would. I think they found out quickly that Paddock has no connection of any kind to the right, and that he does possibly have connections to the left, especially to being a liberal, to being a Hillary supporter, and to being, as I said, a diversity, not an advocate. He's a practitioner of racial diversity.
He's just like the guy that shot Steve Scalise.
And a guy who very much may have been motivated by hatred of us Trumpians. So beyond the Buchanan, I think Buchanan's right about what he says about the guy having no conscience. But there may be, as Ann Coulter says, there may be another story further down the road with more motive for Paddock. And she is noticing, Coulter is quite correct, the media does not want to know, did Paddock vote for Hillary? Is he a Hillary supporter? Is he a liberal? He's shacking up with, I think he married the Filipina. I mean, he's practicing kumbaya,
They're all over this, James. Yeah. Fox News will not let go of this. They're 24/7 Paddock, and they're going to stick with this because I think they're going to uncover stuff that, yep, he's a lefty. Yep, he voted for Hillary. He hates white people. He's a diversity guy. All those things. He's going to wind up being just like the character that shot Steve Scalise.
Yes, yes. I think there's a real strong possibility of that, folks. So I don't think Pat Buchanan has the final story there. This is sort of the end of our show, so that's got to be our final comment. Here we are in the Trump phenomenon on a Friday, which means we skip Saturday, the only day we're not on the air, so we look forward to seeing you again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. For me, that's 2 to 5 here Central Time in North Dakota. I'm James Kelso. George in Georgia is with us, and we may have Paul Fromm also again with us on Sunday. We'll take your calls and check in with what's happened in the 48-hour intervening hours when we see you on Sunday. Thanks for being with us. So long for now.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.